Today I'm pleased to launch the Agile Canvas 2.0. The evolution of the model began in the mid-1990s as I did my first book, Collaborative Creativity. My research and practice indicated that there are a handful of essential habits that make all collaborations productive in their generativity. A few years ago, the model integrated the best of Agile project management methodologies, which particularly make collaborations resilient in contexts where change is a constant and issues are more complex and wicked than simple and malleable. It would be a rich oxymoron for an Agile-based model to not adapt, grow, or change in its own form. So this new iteration integrates all of the dimensions of the process into a simpler form so that it is more conceptually accessible across contexts. In the simplest terms, it presents a simple three-dimensional flow. What do we want? What do we need to know? And what will we do? It is particularly powerful in moving groups from being stuck to flourishing because it moves them from a focus on negativity to possibility, from deficiency to learning, and from talk to action. Groups realize their potential to the extent that they focus on passion, learning, and doing. What the new model does is to get to the essence of the model's power and simplicity. It still works with any kind of planning, collaboration, and deliberation, as well as any size and diversity of group and focus. It contains the elements of stories, questions, and sprints. Stories are the possibilities that we desire, that we've already created, are in process, and that we wish to create together. Questions are the kinds of research and decisions that we need to do in order to realize our stories. And sprints are two-week cycles of work that we will achieve to get to our most significant stories. One of the most powerful and unique aspects of the model is how it consistently engages a variety of people, personalities, and perspectives, including people who show up knowledgeable or not knowledgeable, people with positive and negative perspectives, people whose time orientations are more predominantly past or present or future focused. People who show up as introverts or extroverts, people with a bias for talk or action. The new model features the same benefits in a simpler and deeper way. Like 1.0, it will be a unique space for people to become smarter, more engaged, and significant together.